There is real evil in the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. In Florida, the Dunham family moves into a home that seems ideal. But they soon find themselves under attack. An unseen enemy tries to drive them out, forcing them to fight a war against the world of the dead. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality. In central Florida, halfway between Orlando and Daytona Beach, lies the town of Deltona. Legend claims explorers came here searching for a fountain of everlasting life, but some found only hardship and death. The swamps have long since disposed of their bodies. Yet many say their ghosts still haunt the living. The Dunham family arrives in Deltona in June 2001, looking for a larger home to fit their growing family.
Is this the right place?
Ed earns a living renovating houses after retiring from a career as a U.S. Army Ranger.
A gentleman that I did some work for him, he had a bunch of property. He knew that we were looking for a different place. He's like, here's a set of keys, bring your wife out here, and let her take a look at it and, you know, look around.
That's really something. What do you think?
Beth has taken time off from her work to raise their daughter, Emily.
I was really excited when we pulled up and saw this nice house in a nice neighborhood. This was a house with its own yard, and it was going to be enough for everybody to, you know, have their own space.
Matt!
12-year-old Matt is Ed's son from a previous marriage. Yeah? He stays with Ed and Beth on weekends.
It was awesome. It was just picture perfect. I liked it all.
When's he gonna move his stuff?
He said he didn't want it anymore. He said we could use what we wanted and put the rest in the garage.
That's weird.
Ed and Beth find it puzzling that the owner hasn't moved his belongings.
Check out the bedrooms.
Right?
Huh? See if there's one you like. Okay, Ted, there's a half-eaten food plate.
Come on, just throw it away.
House.
That much?
Leftover food on the counter, old milk in the refrigerator. He got up and left, and it just didn't make any sense.
What do you think? Huh? Should we take
him? It is a good deal, especially if we can rent to own.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna get anything else for this price, so yeah.
Well, you champ.
It's awesome. You come here all the time.
All right, settle that.
We were so excited about getting this house. We were like, okay. We jumped right on it. We just went for it.
Within days, the Dunhams have settled comfortably into their new house.
It was really cool. Everybody was happy.
Everything was very quiet when we were all comfortable and relaxed.
Thank you.
felt like somebody was watching me. Someone's watching me.
What are you talking about?
I just feel like somebody's out there.
There's somebody out there?
Seems like it.
Did you see something? Did you hear something?
I hear a little something.
Like what?
Just a small noise. I don't
know. Hey, come on. It's nothing. Right?
Yeah.
Look, hey. Tomorrow, I'll put up some blinds, all right?
Okay. Great. Thanks.
A few nights later.
I was in a deep sleep when I smelled smoke.
Hey, get up. Get up. I think I smell fire. Get Emily. Go get Emily. There's a guy in here.
Is there a fire?
I don't know.
I'm either losing my mind or there was something there.
Well, what exactly did you smell?
It was cigar smoke.
There was a guy sitting on the bed. And she goes,
it's gone.
There's no guy there now.
So there is no fire.
And I'm like, there's a guy here. I swear to God, there was a guy here.
I believe you. I just told him that I'm gonna go to bed now because there's no fire and you can figure out what was going on.
Well, that's good news, right?
Well, how can we afford another child when we can barely make ends meet as it is?
We'll manage.
The responsibility hit first, and then, you know, oh, okay. This is a good thing, though. This is a good thing.
What do you think?
It was an unexpected pregnancy, but a welcome. So we were very excited about it.
As Beth's pregnancy progresses, she begins taking naps whenever Emily sleeps.
Thank you. you come home right away? Please. I think someone's in the house. There she was in the doorway.
Ed finds Beth and Emily safe, but shaken.
And she just stood there staring. And then when I called you, she disappeared.
Hey. You all right?
I think so.
Well, what did she look like?
Older. She's 60s, 70s.
This woman she described fit my mother's description to a T before she had the cancer.
Sounds like my mother.
Your parents always say, when I die, I'm going to come back and I'll be watching over you.
What if it wasn't?
I was kind of thrilled by the idea that my mother might have made a visit.
But then why is she scaring your pregnant wife half to death? I mean, that's not protective.
You're right.
Finds her ghostly encounter so unnerving that she begins avoiding her own home.
I started taking a lot more walks with Emily. We spent as much time out of the house as we could. Like straight out of the scenes from movies that made me run out of the house.
Ed is surprised to find his wife and daughter waiting outside.
Honey, what are you doing?
It's still happening, Ed. It's still happening. We walked in the kitchen. All the cabinet doors were wide open. I don't think they could have done that by themselves. And then I heard the shower going full blast, so I thought maybe it was you. And so I went down there to look. No, nobody was there. Nobody. I'm so scared, Ed.
Now, I know she was feeling uneasy staying in the house by herself.
Please,
It was really frustrating because I couldn't do anything.
Get out. Get out and leave us alone! If you want to mess with somebody, mess with me, not with my pregnant wife!
I think if I get loud, it'll make it go away.
I swear to you, all right? I won't make our house safe, okay?
That night, Ed and Beth argue about how to deal with the ghosts.
They haven't done anything harmful.
You don't think they're dangerous?
They're just messing with you.
Well, I still don't like it.
What, you want to give up the house?
No, I love the house. I just don't love them.
I'll fix it.
How?
I don't know. I'll find a way. In the meantime, just lighten up, okay? Lots of people live with ghosts. It's okay. It's all right.
And I had chills up and down my spine.
Probably just the pipes.
Scared the hell out of me.
A few days later, Ed's son Matt returns for the weekend.
Yeah, Dad?
What's up, bud?
You called me?
No, I didn't call you. What's going on, buddy? What are you hearing? Huh? Is something wrong?
Matt, what's going on?
Nothing. He didn't hear anything.
Matt, what did you hear?
Nothing.
But he said...
No.
You could feel the tension.
I'm gonna go outside.
You knew it was there. But you didn't know what it was about.
Look, I don't want the children involved. Let's leave them out of it, all right?
Well, maybe he shouldn't come over here until whatever this thing is out.
For the Marines, any contact with the terrorists was an opportunity to gather intelligence. The gunman who accepted the phone was indeed Sal Rocket. He also handed over a letter to the Dutch government. The terrorists' demands were complex. They wanted Dutch diplomatic status.
I was petrified. I was just so freaked out.
Ed, is that you?
No, you were...
Matt returns to his mother's house. He doesn't tell anyone about his experience.
Dragged.
something would be there.
Get out of here. Get out now. Get out and leave us alone. We don't want you here. Leave now.
Ed, please don't do that. I'm going to check on Emily.
I started to panic because I was concerned for her. What do we do? Who do we turn to? Made me feel hopeless. That's when I got online and tried to find answers.
A reply from Dusty Smith, founder of the Daytona Beach Paranormal Research Group.
Dusty Smith, may I help you?
It's Ed Dunham.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks for your offer.
Why don't you start by telling me a little bit more about when you saw the ghost?
We talked on the phone for a good while.
Did he say anything?
She wasn't being judgmental. She was very cool.
He kept saying over and over, I'm not crazy, this is really going on. It's been my experience over the years that when somebody tells you that, then you've got a solid haunting.
If you don't mind...
Dusty arranges a time for her research team to visit the Dunham's house to conduct an investigation.
We'll see you then.
Thanks.
Two nights later, Dusty and her team arrive. They bring equipment to measure and record possible paranormal activity.
We're gonna go inside, meet the family. We'll get to work, okay? Hi, I'm Dusty Smith.
Hi, I'm Ed. This is my wife, Beth.
Hi, I'm Beth.
Thanks. So, I guess the sooner you get started, the sooner we can get rid of those ghosts, huh?
Yeah, well, it could take a little time.
Most clients think you're going to walk in and take a magic wand and wave it around the area and everything's going to be fine and dandy. And unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
Before you saw the female apparition.
Well, I...
Dusty interviews Ed and Beth as her team sets up its equipment. The researchers record the baseline temperature in each room so they can identify sudden changes. They also record EMF readings. Dusty theorizes that fluctuations in electromagnetic fields can be caused by paranormal activity.
I started noticing more noises and activity since I found out I was pregnant.
My wife saw the ghost here.
The researchers investigate the areas where Ed and Beth report seeing apparitions.
I smelled the smoke and I worked my way down the hallway. Over in here, there was the first ghost. It was here. And I was standing right here. And then he was just seated there on the bed.
Can you show me exactly where he was?
Yeah.
On the bed?
He was here.
It yanked my head backwards to where it literally hurt my neck.
All right.
Yeah.
something?
It was very distinct, very firm, very, I am here and I want you to know it.
Okay, I am detecting a lot of activity here, so let's set up an audio recorder here on this table and a video camera down the hall.
What are the recorders for?
EVPs. It's electronic voice phenomena. Spirit voices are sometimes captured by recorders when we can't hear them with the naked ear.
For the next few hours, the researchers continue to document temperature fluctuations and EMF readings. Dusty leaves with a wealth of raw data to analyze.
Exactly what you've got.
Our rule of thumb, we have to have three pieces of evidence that back one another up. And then we can say, okay, that was a paranormal experience.
The next day, Dusty picks up property records from the county courthouse. She discovers that Dunham's house has been sold several times, often for much less than nearby properties. She learns that local Native Americans once considered areas around Deltona sacred land. Dusty believes two previous owners, a man and an elderly woman, died inside the house.
It gave me hope that we were actually finding a reason for the level of activity that was going on in the house.
Dusty is alarmed to hear so many voices on the tape.
We may be up against something that we weren't ready to handle.
Recording from the Dunham's home contains more than a dozen possible spirit voices. Dusty realizes she cannot handle this alone. Her research leads her to a psychic medium in Pennsylvania named Kelly Weaver. Kelly is intrigued by Dusty's message.
There was just something about it, please help, that caught my eye and I really wanted to see what I could do.
Kelly asks Dusty to send photos of the house without any people or paranormal activity in them.
I don't like to know anything. Just send me the photo, you know, and let me see what I get.
Looks like she probably died in this room, and then the man would have died down the hall.
But at least we're starting to get some answers. I was hoping on that we could make it go away.
It doesn't make me feel any better.
What if this is not a friendly spirit, or a bunch of friendly spirits?
It could help us figure out how to get rid of them. No, I just need to do what...
We were hopeful that we were going to come up with an answer for the reason of the haunting.
In Pennsylvania, Kelly receives the photos Dusty sent her.
Every time I tried to touch them, I got a headache. It's very unusual for me to get a headache or a bad feeling from a photograph. That's what really set these photos apart. It just was really strange. I was dreading doing the reading. I dreaded it.
A few weeks later, Ed arrives home one night to find his wife and young daughter waiting for him outside.
I just felt really uneasy about the whole house now. I was not going anywhere in the house by myself anymore.
Yeah, well, I feel much safer out here than I do in there.
Well, look, that is your house. You have a right to live in your house.
We were fighting, you know, just to fight because we were irritated with the situation.
We can't stay here.
We don't have it.
Emily was not holding up very well. You could tell, though, she wasn't getting any sleep.
It interfered in every aspect now of our life. I was really turning nasty.
Dusty. Ed. Look. We can't take this anymore, all right? We need you to come over here tonight and tell us what our options are. All right? We need these ghosts out of here now.
Basically dictated his personality. He literally took the stance of, this is my ground, you're not going to take it from me or my family.
Hey, let's figure this out. We could try to get a priest out to bless the house.
We don't belong to a church. Then a priest probably wouldn't come anytime soon.
Well, that's not going to work. What else have you got?
He was getting louder, more challenging to everyone, including myself.
Well, we could try to do a cleansing ourselves. We could combine our usual techniques with some Native American techniques because of their history in this area.
Sounds great. Can you do it as soon as possible? Right, Beth?
You gotta give me a couple days.
There's another thing. Emily hasn't been sleeping, and I don't know why.
She was getting tired, more tired, and more tired, and every little thing was setting her off. So I couldn't figure out why she wouldn't be sleeping.
Could you use one of your video cameras to find out?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good. It's coming.
Recorder in this room, and it'll record everything that happens in Emily's room when you can't be.
I'm sweating. I'm so mad. Now it's focusing on Emily.
Where are you, huh? You think you're in hell now? You think you're in hell now? Wait till I get done with you! Leave my daughter alone!
Ed.
Leave my wife
Ed.
Alone!
So we'll have Emily's whole night's sleep on video?
Ed and Beth move Emily's crib to their bedroom, where they feel she will be safe. A few nights later, Dusty returns with her researchers to perform a cleansing ritual. Dusty's team uses holy water and a Christian prayer, along with a Native American tradition of burning sage.
Good, that's right. Get it into the corners.
The smell of the sage is supposed to make spirits leave.
While you're doing that, you can say nothing negative is allowed to stay in this space. Only good and positive energy can remain in this space.
Nothing negative can stay in this space. Only good and positive energy can stay in this space.
Okay.
Nothing negative can stay in this space. Only good.
Beth helps the group cleanse the entire house.
Beth, I'll give you this card. It's a prayer to St. Michael. It may make you feel better if you're ever uncomfortable in the house.
Okay. After everything was over, I felt a calm. I felt like their coming out and trying was really helpful.
I'd better switch out the videotape in your room.
Oh, sure.
At that point was, we did it. We helped this family. They've taken the high ground. They won their house back.
The next day, Dusty reviews the surveillance tape. Dusty continues to study the surveillance video of Emily's crib. Miles away, psychic medium Kelly Weaver prepares to read Dusty's photos.
May my guardian spirits and angels guide me as I read. Keep me safe.
I heard a voice that was neither male nor female. It called out Emily's name.
Seemed to pulsate in my hand. It felt like there was just a portal of energy waiting to explode. If there was so much negative energy in this house, the roof would just blow off. Something more evil. This is a darkness.
Dusty fears Emily is in imminent danger.
I told her I really had bad feelings of what was happening.
I also sense an evil, non-human entity.
The only thing I could think of was, please don't let something else happen.
I'm on my way over there now. Where's Emily?
In our room with Ed?
Why?
Dusty, what is it?
We have to get you out of this house as soon as possible.
Why now?
Because of what's on this tape. Okay?
Dusty believes that an entity is threatening their daughter.
Why would anything want to hurt her? I was physically sick.
Okay. We're getting out of here. We're getting out of here. Let's get the bed. We're going to stay with my parents. I'm not raising another child in this house.
Just go. Okay, here, you take the baby. I'll get the suitcase. Just take the baby, all right? Come on. Just go. Go.
We escaped literally. Barely.
The Dunhams find a new home in a neighboring town. And Beth gives birth to a healthy baby boy.
I just love you.
The Dunhams are relieved that Emily has no memory of what she endured.
So I kept thinking that she's not going to be able to recover from this. You know, she's going to be damaged her whole life. But Emily is a totally functional, normal child. We have a very strong family now.
Ed finally accepts that he cannot fight what he doesn't understand.
Be protective. That's great. But listen to the people around you. I don't care how big or mean or tough you think you are, you're not going to win.